Back to old school with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back. Final segment. You're going to hang with us from 6 to 8. Nicole Griffin, 93.7 The Ticket weeknights with Connor Happer sitting on. Don't know who they'll bring on. They've always got some pretty cool guests on Monday to take you until 8 o'clock. Big Sky in the room, so he'll help them get through it. Pretty cool stuff. Jay, tonight, Rams, Niners. Break it down.
Rams. I'm more interested to see how Von Miller, Aaron Donald, and Leonard Floyd do.
They're going to do whatever they want.
Well, no, I just want to see how you mix it. I mean, it opens up a defensive playbook like no other. You got the best cornerback, the best interior rusher, and the two probably best combination outside rushers, along with the other guys they got that can play. I think it's going to really help out their team. OBJ is going to be there. I think it's a game that the Rams bounce back and play well and win. So I'm interested to see how – just the beginning of it. In 2 or 3 weeks, you'll probably have a good idea of what this team is going to be going down the stretch and if they can really make a run. And I want to see if Stafford can really hold the fort. There's no excuses for him now. Mm-hmm. Okay, it used to be Detroit and didn't have the support of the GM of going out and getting other players because nobody wanted to go to Detroit. Well, you don't have that. Everybody's willing, ready and willing to come to L.A. and play for McVay. And you got a coach that is, the offensive genius, McVay. You got a great defense. You got a great locker room. One of the best offensive lines in the league. So this is going to – I mean, the whole thing. Now, San Francisco, they're going to go out there and compete. Garoppolo's playing for his next team, whether it's him or Trey Lance. Trey Lance is trying to be something more than a bust or like kind of a big reach to give up that draft equity. What do they have? They don't have a number one receiver. They got George Kittle, and that's it. And the defense still has some young pieces, but they're just not what it used to be. So, but you know what? It's the NFL. These guys are professionals. They have pride. They're going to come out and compete. San Francisco is looking at this as if we could get back, if we get this game, this it just almost counts as a game and a half. You know what I'm saying? But I think the Rams are going to win considering how poorly they played against Tennessee. It was an eye-opening loss. And generally, teams that are better, more talented, better coach usually bounce back.
Tomorrow, we will not be in studio. We will be pre-gaming from Barry's from 3 to 6. Come on down, stop by.
Doesn't the game start at 6?
Game starts at 6, so we're there from 3 to 6.
So we're going late to the game?
Well, no, we'd be out at 55 and walk across the street.
All right. Sounds good enough.
Walk right around the corner, you know.
It must be a different entrance because I saw Connor come in a different way.
Connor coming back?
He came on down on the bottom. He came in like VIP. You should have seen him strolling too.
Oh, Happers, you know he's a VIP. His picture's on the wall.
I just need to tag in. Say I'm with that guy. Right?
Yeah, like with that name program.
Right.
You know, like it's like wait a minute, that's Connor Happer. You don't have to worry about it. So stop by. We'll have a jersey raffle. I think we're just going to have everybody stop by who's talent here. Stop by and say hello. Get us ready for Huskers.
Oh, it's going to be on like neck bone. Creighton. Yeah. I would tell the team, make every foul count, and you get out of gassers if you clothesline somebody.
Wow. You're just going to play hard. That's Jay Foreman.
I'm
DP. He's Nick. Nicole and Connor are next.
Buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil and get a $15 gift card after rebate, plus 2x points at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.